Sumerian Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And once again, welcome everyone to Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. The Crusaders return home to the friendly confines of the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as they complete their season series with the West High Wolverines in a doubleheader MRAC conference action tonight from here at Bishop Heland. To all our listening audience, Bishop Heland and the Catholic Radio want to send a warm welcome to all of you on this beautiful Tuesday night in January here in Sioux City, Iowa. In game one, the second-rated Crusaders, supporting a 14-1 season mark, look to continue their quest for an MRAC conference title as they take on an always dangerous Wolverine unit that sits at 7-7 on the season. The Crusaders are completing a run of four games in the last 7 days, including back-to-back road wins over Sergeant Bluff Luton and Western Christian this past weekend. For the Wolverines, Betsy Betcher's team looks to bounce back from a lopsided loss to Waukee Northwest at Waukee last Saturday, but they have continually progressed through the year, and again, they stand 7-7 on the year. Betsy, once again, has done a great job with this team. In the first battle between these two squads, the Crusaders defeated the Wolverines 66-48, and that was back at West High School just over a month ago. In our nightcap, the Crusaders will look to bounce back from a Saturday loss to 2A's number 2-rated Western Christian in a contest they played without starting forward Quinn Olson. Tonight, the Crusaders will try and match their first meeting, which was a 69-41 win at West High School. West stands 1-11 under former Heelan assistant Jeff Jansen after dropping a tough 5-point loss to North High School this past weekend. And talking to Jeff just before the game today, he's really pleased with the progress the team has made. They're just looking to get some W's on the board. So tonight should be an interesting one. Ironically, for the first time this season, Bishop Heelan has dropped out of the 3A rankings, out of the top 10, and currently stand 10-5 on the season. Alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Luis Torres back in the studio, I'm Bob Geary. Once again, we want to welcome all our listening audience to another night of Heelan basketball on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's MRAC contest. KFHC, KOYA, Catholic Radio, and Bishop Heelan wish to thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan doubleheader basketball. And, of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio throughout the school year. Without your support, none of this would be possible. Today's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, along with our other sponsors, Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, Action Coach XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. So we're hitting the home stretch here. We're still waiting for Tom to mic up for us here. He's down right now trying to bribe the officials, I believe, but he'll be up in a minute. But again, it's been a busy stretch for the girls. This is game four in just 7 days, and we're hitting that stretch run now where the games are going to come fast and furious, and the playoffs are just around the corner here in early to mid February. So it's truly crunch time here for both these teams. In the nightcap, the guys are just looking to survive an injury bug right now. Quinn Olson will probably not be in the lineup tonight again with an ankle. He'll be day-to-day from here on in. And also Bo Chamberlain supporting a bad knee. We're not sure what Bo's status is going to be tonight. So the Crusaders might look at taking on this West High team tonight in our nightcap with two of their regulars not in the lineup. So could be very interesting games tonight. Again, this first one's going to match the 14-1 Crusaders, currently ranked number two in the state, against a 7-7 West High School team that always seems to pack a good punch. In fact, they came in here last year and knocked off the Crusaders here on the home floor. So I'm sure that West High has got the attention of this coaching staff and these players. So It's another great night of basketball here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. People are just starting to filter in. Now we're going to take it back to studio and hear from some of our great sponsors. Once again, you're listening to the Verity Group pregame show here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
In receiving communion, Catholic married couples meet the one who is the source of their marriage. How do couples live this profound truth in their lives? And what does it look like for the Eucharist to be the source and summit of your marriage? For the answer to these questions, Modern Day Parish in Sioux City would like to invite you to join us for Marriage Date Night on Friday, February 9th at Immaculate Conception Church in Sioux City. Come join us for dinner, great conversation, and guest speaker Eric Gallagher. The cost is $40 per couple. You can register online at moderndaysc.org or call the parish office.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome everyone back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We're about 7 minutes and change ahead of starting starting lineups tonight and the tip-off of the girls' contest. Again, Bishop Helan and West High School from here at Bishop Helan. Again, the girls at 14-1 on the season. The West High girls stand at 7-7. On the season. Again, big thanks to our pregame sponsors. They are Verity Group, We Must Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. As we're getting Coach Betts is kind of getting wired up here. I think we're ready to go with Thomas. Well, Thomas, it's home stretch time for both these teams, and what's going to happen over the next couple weeks is pretty pivotal as far as getting that best record you possibly can and getting the highest seed you possibly can.
Yeah, it's every game's critical from here on out. I was down talking to the officials about some interesting situations that happened in the Metro over the weekend. So always good to talk to the officials. But yeah, we're final stretch time, and you know, it's about finding your real rhythm, just kind of cleaning up anything that's not 100%. And every win matters because this is seeding time. This is when the state's going to come in and decide who goes where and who plays who.
And honestly, Saturday the girls struggled a little bit with the Western Christian team. They'd beat pretty handily back in December. That was a game that was just a one or two two basket game there. Somewhere early in the fourth quarter, the girls pulled away for a 14-point win in the end. But I'm sure that that's got the attention of the coaching staff. And this is a group you got to take seriously, because West High, again, they're going to show four different players that average in double figures. So they're a dangerous one. What you got to do is get a tempo going that maybe forces them to get to their bench where they're not quite as productive.
Right. And, again, they have eight players warming up tonight. So when we talk about not a deep bench, I mean, there's only eight suited players for the Wolverines. I'm sure they're all going to play because the pace of Helan plays, it's hard to play just five, six, seven kids. And so it makes it really easy for the coach on who's going to go in.
Well, Betsy's building a young team. I mean, they're going to start three juniors, a freshman, and a senior, yeah. And then they come off the bench with a junior and a freshman as their top two subs. So. It's a group that I think she's done an outstanding job getting this team to 7-7 at this point in the season. And as I mentioned to our listening audience earlier, this is a team that came in and knocked the Crusaders off last year. So certainly should have the Crusader attention.
Absolutely. You know, we go back to that first time we met Vera Graham, post player. She really had a nice game. She's, can step outside, shoot it a little bit, take it to the basket. It was one of those games where Helan got the quick start, and then West kind of weathered that storm and hung with us for about two and a half, three quarters, and then I just think it was the depth and experience of Helan that really kind of extended that lead at the end.
A lot going on here. It's Catholic Schools Week. Had a great day today. We're going to try and grab Dr. John Flannery to talk to us a little bit about some of the activities going on through the system, but the all-system mass here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse this morning. Huge crowd here, the biggest mass that the diocese has every year, I believe.
Right.
And once again, it did not disappoint. So to all those involved in putting that on and to all those who made an effort to attend, we certainly thank you. It's an important week for Catholic schools across the country, and it's certainly the case here at Bishop Heeland. We're going to take it back to the studio. Once again, you're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show. We're going to catch a word from Bishop Heeland Chaplain Father Travis Crotty, as he'll say an opening prayer for us. And when we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineups and opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heeland High School athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heeland Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heeland Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
Once again, welcome everyone here to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Once again, tonight it's a pink-out game, Coaches versus Cancer Month here across the country. I noticed our pep band tonight, we're seeing a lot of pink spread throughout that. The cheerleaders are donning pink-themed cheerleading outfits, so always a great cause. It's great to see the way that has caught on throughout the country.
Absolutely.
If you had a chance to watch the Creighton game this last Saturday, it's quite a touching deal there, and I don't know if anybody does it better than Coach McDermott down at Creighton.
They don't, and today is the 11-year anniversary of the passing of my dear sister, Patty, and so very, very dear to our heart is anything that can go to help fight cancer.
Absolutely. I think you're hard-pressed to find anybody in our listening audience or anybody here in the stadium that hasn't been touched in some way, shape, or form by cancer, and hopefully within our lifetime we can see that eliminated. But we're about ready for our starting lineups, and here are the starting lineups as we project them to be tonight. First of all, for the West High Wolverines, they stand at 7-7 on the year. Betsy Betcher is their head coach. She'll start number 4, Kia Davis. Kia is a 5'8" senior, averages just shy of 11 points a game. Number 11 is Trinity Whitefeather. She's a 5'1" freshman. Trinity averages 6.5 points a game, an outstanding three-point shooter at 43% on the year. Number 12 is Hannah Burbs, a 5'8" junior. Hannah averages 13.1 points a game. Number 14 is Kimberly Buman. Kimberly is a 5'4" junior. She averages just right over 10 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup for Coach Betcher is number 32, Vera Grom. Vera is their leading scorer at 15.6 points a game. She's 5'10", and she is a junior. She'll have the tough task of guarding Abby Lee inside tonight. Once again, the West High Wolverines are 7-7 on the year. They average 59 points a game. They shoot it at 46% inside the arc, 31% beyond the arc, and 66% from the free throw line. So a good offensive unit for Coach Betcher. For your Bishop Heeland Crusaders, number 2 ranked in the state, they stand 14-1 on the season, coached by Darren Koolstra. The starting lineup is as it's been throughout the year. Number 1 is Maddie Demke, at 5'2" senior, averages 5.3 points a game. Number 11 is Brooklyn Stanley, the 5'8" senior, returning All-State performer, 13.5 points a game. Number 23 is Melina Snoozy, the Crusaders' leading scorer, the 5'11" freshman, averages just shy of 19 points a game. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur, the 5'9" junior, averages 2 points a game, but does everything for that Crusader group on the floor. And rounding out the lineup is number 45, the big girl in the middle, 6'inch junior, Abby Lee, she averages 14.3 points a game and just over 8 rebounds a game. So it's Stanley, Demke, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee squaring off against Davids, Whitefeather, Burge, Bowman, and Grom for the West High Wolverines. The Crusaders average 62 points a game. They shoot it at 55% inside the arc, 27% beyond the arc, and from the free throw line at 69%. So you got two teams that are outstanding offensive units, and it should be a fun up and down game here at the Old Gorman Fieldhouse. Now we're going to turn it over to Tom Jones, the public address announcer here at Bishop Heelan, as he finishes up the prayer prior to the game, and we'll also honor our nation with the playing of our national anthem. And once again, I want to thank our post-game sponsors, our pre-game sponsors tonight, Verity Group, as well as Wilmot's Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach, XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Stewart's. Again, we're just shy of tip-off tonight. Ready to get her own time. Should be a good one. Should be up and down.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Both games tonight. The boys, I think, might be a little shorthanded tonight. I think that could make for a little bit more interesting deal. And this promises to be a competitive game.
Tonight's first quarter is brought to you by our premier corporate sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts and Associates. As the teams hit the floor, the Westside Wolverines will be dressed in black with green numerals and green trim, while the Crusaders in their home whites with blue numbers. They'll be going right to left on your radio dial, and the ball's in the air, and here's your opening tip. And it's going to be controlled by West High School, as West is going to bring it across the timeline. Kia Davis quickly kicks it to the corner. A quick three-pointer is up and off the mark. Nice-looking shot there by Buman, but couldn't get it. Here come the Crusaders kicking it up quickly. Caitlin Stanley deep on that right wing, misses the long three-pointer, but it's corralled by LaFleur. Crusaders with a second-chance opportunity. Snoozy drives, kicks back. Now Demke, crossover dribble, gets in the lane. Nothing going back to Snoozy. The outstanding freshman, 37% three-point shooter. She kicks it inside to Stanley. Stanley can't handle it. Turnover, Crusaders. Here comes West High, pushing it quickly up the floor. Buman pulls up just short. Nice-looking shot there. 2-0 West High
early on. Good little floater by Buman in transition, and the Crusaders right back at it as Stanley takes it in and misses the little runner.
I don't think the shot clock is going to come much into play tonight, Tom.
No.
We've already had four possessions in the first 52 seconds of the game. Crusaders trail the West High Wolverines 2-0. First quarter brought to you by Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts and Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Crusaders applying full court pressure as West High breaks it and is going to bring it across the timeline. Kick it over to the right wing as Davis She's going to dribble back between the circles just above the top of the key, and they'll set the offense. Crusaders open up in a man-to-man. A little bit of a surprise here. There's a corner three-point shot, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. That's Vera Grom knocking down the three. 5-0 West High here. Stanley attacks the right side. Spin move shot is up and good. Nice job by Brooklyn answering the bucket by West High. 5-2 West High here early on. There's Buman driving deep in the lane, and she gets the bucket to finish there. And tell you what, it's been a lot of one-pass possessions for West High, but they've been successful, up 7-2.
Yeah, both teams are just ready to go offensively, not taking a lot of time as LaFleur gets it inside. And
one.
Gets the layup to go.
Maddie LaFleur with the and one opportunity. Nice feed from the perimeter to get her a shot inside. She went through the foul, and that foul is going to be whistled on Kia Davis. That's Kia's first. For the 5'8" senior, LaFleur on the season is just a 33% free throw shooter. That's off the mark, and the ball goes out of bounds off Abby Lee. It's going to belong to West High. So very early on, 7-4 West High School, 6:18 to go here in quarter number one.
Crusaders look like they want to try something a little bit different tonight, picking up full court man and dropping back into that man-to-man defense.
You know, that's not a bad idea. You just kind of want to make sure you can do a little bit of everything. As West High turns it over, they tried a little wheel action there, and the ball went off the foot of Kimberly Booman, and it's going to be turnover West High. Crusaders now down 7-4 early. He's going to try and answer as Maddie Demke is going to bring it across the timeline. She calls out the play, kicks it right wing, and it's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders. Both teams locked on to man-to-man defense here in the early onset of this game. We're 2 minutes in to quarter number one. Stanley now with the ball on the inbound set. Takes it cross court. Maddie Demke with the ball. She's going to dribble. Lobs it into Lee. It's kicked away, but LaFleur got it. Stanley open three. Good. Brooklyn Stanley with the three for the 5'9 senior. All tied 7-7 here. 5:41 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Both teams getting into the air pretty quickly there. Stanley nearly gets the steal. Goes out of bounds off Stanley, and so Hannah Burge, is going to trigger the ball inbounds. Kia Davis will set the offense up for West High School. Now she's going to hand back to Burge. Burge working against Stanley. Hands to Davis, and you see a little foul there on Brooklyn Stanley. She tried to cut in the path there and called for the block.
Yeah. Brooklyn, she loves to guard that point. Does such a great job of it. Sometimes gets a little over-anxious on that, though.
There's Davis with a drive in. Tries to kick it in, but the ball's stolen by Snoozy. She takes it up the court and then throws it away. She was trying to hit Stanley on a backdoor cut, so another kind of sloppy turnover for the Crusaders. 7-7 here, 5:12 left in quarter number one on the Security National Bank scoreboard. As the Crusaders are going to stay in that man-to-man pressure, they try the double, but they break it easy. Her three-pointer is off the mark, rebounded by Snoozy. Here comes Snoozy kicking it up the left side. She's going to take it to the hole, left-handed layup is good. I tell you what, that's a young lady that can go either way. Super left hand for a freshman.
Yeah, I was just talking before the game about how well we finish at the during transition, and great start to that tonight.
Crusaders grab their first lead of the night. They're up 9-7. West High with the ball, working right wing. It's Vera Grom. Now the hand back. Nice drive there by Bowman, and the ball blocked out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of West High with 14 seconds left on the shot clock. 9-7 Crusaders here. We're nearing the midpoint of quarter number one. Ooh, Westside tries a little trickery on
great,
the inbound.
Really set. A great little play.
They missed the shot, but Grom got the rebound. She missed it. Then Demke gets it. She kicks it up to Snoozy. Snoozy corrals it in the corner, gets double teams, breaks the double team, kicks it out to LaFleur, and LaFleur was getting a lot of pressure there, trying to get rid of it, trying to find somebody open, and finally gets it in Stanley's hands above the top of the key. Stanley takes it into Lee. They've had a tough time getting Abby involved so far.
Right.
Snoozy with a crossover move.
Beautiful. Ooh. Beautiful. Step back hesitation, switches to her left hand, and gets the floor to go.
It's left the West High defender back on the heels. Biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders at 11-7. I think the Crusaders are on a 9-0 run here after trailing 7-2 There's a nice move inside. Couldn't quite get it done by Davis as she drove in, flipped it up with the left hand. Maddie Demke with another rebound. Maddie's got numbers going the other way. And once again, they throw it out, out of bounds trying to hit the cutter.
We've had a lot of just aggressive turnovers, I call them. You know, they're the ones you can kind of live with early in the game.
Allows the Crusaders to set up their full court pressure. They have not deviated from that man-to-man full court pressure as of yet. Both teams are sticking with their initial starting lineups. It's going to be Hannah Burge bringing it across the midcourt. Now she kicks it over to Vera Grom. Back to Burge. Burge is going to be guarded closely by Stanley. Grom on the right wing kicks it inside. Nice post move inside by Kia Davis. She's a little strong off the glass, but gets her own rebound, misses that. Demke with another rebound. Yeah. Maddie's got three early on here. She kicks it quickly up the floor. Snoozy drive off the left wing. She's cut off. Back up high, Stanley. Stanley's going to set the offense now from the right side. Up high to LeFleur. Snoozy, three, good.
Boy, she's really found a rhythm from the arc. Extend that lead 14-7. Wes has had some good looks. They just haven't been able to get them to go the last few possessions.
Crusaders on a 12-0 run here. Reclaim the lead as the West High drives in and misses it. Grom gets the rebound. Has it blocked by Lee. Now there's going to be a tied jump ball on the scrum, and it's going to belong to the Crusaders as the Crusaders are going to bring the first sub of the night in. That's Julie Verzel, the 5'9" senior. West High is going to counter with number 10, Deshauna Bergen, as she checks into the ball game. So Bergen and Verzel come into the lineup for their respective teams. Crusaders up 14-7, 2:32 to go here under Security National Bank scoreboard. Demke kicks it to Snoozy. Now Snoozy's going to run the offense from the top of the key back to Verzel, swings it to the right side, Stanley, into Lee. Really nice play there.
Yeah.
They got Abby Lee isolated in there. Great entry pass.
Yeah, great job clearing out that weak side. Teams want to front Abby Lee, and we run some nice things to take that help away.
Kia Davis breaks the Crusader pressure. She gets it to Virgin. Ball stolen away. Crusader streaking up the floor. It's Snoozy. Good jump stop and bucket. She's got nine, and Coach Betcher is going to call a timeout here with 1:54 to go. It's Helan 18, West High 7. Crusaders on a roll right now. We're going to keep it right here. Once again, thank our first quarter sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Schalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and our friends at the Bargain Center here in Catholic Schools Week. On Pink Out Night, it's the Crusaders with an early 18-7 lead over West High. Quick announcement from our friends at Catholic Radio. They've got several for me tonight. It reads like this: if you don't have to be wealthy to leave a legacy, join Holy Cross Parish, Catholic United Financial, and the Siouxland Catholic Radio for a free educational workshop called Creating a Giving Plan from Life to Legacy this Thursday, February 1st at 1:30 at Blessed Sacrament Church. Robert Herman and Angie Jorgensen will share tools and methods to turn a modest assets into a substantial gift. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later. We're back in action. West High working against the Crusader defense. They're off the board, off the track with the shot, but there's going to be a foul called on the Crusaders on the rebound.
I think it was Julie Verzel on the hold. No, Demke.
Yeah, no whistle of Demke for Demke's first, team second. West High, it's a non-shooting foul. West High is going to inbound under their own basket. They lead, the Crusaders lead 18-7 here. There's a near steal above the key. Davis comes down with it. She'll work against Lee. Now they kick it right wing. Back up high, Davis. She spins the ball over. White Feather thought about the three, got shut down. Good defense here by the Crusaders, and we're going to get a foul called. That foul's going to be
Snoozy.
Whistled on Snoozy. That's number three, team foul number three, first on Molina. Once again, that creating a living giving plan from life to legacy. If you want to learn more about how to structure a plan for charitable intentions, you can reserve a seat. Call 1-800-441-9949 or email workshops@CatholicUnited.org. Crusaders with a steal on the inbounds, and Stanley goes coast to coast. She's got seven. Crusaders got 20. 20-7 Crusaders here. Under 1 minute left here in quarter number one. West High now. Crusaders have moved over in a little more trapping set here.
A little 1-3-1. Very similar to the way we played that 1-3-1 versus Lamar's, and gets the open three and halfway down. Transition bucket. So, again, Crusaders on the run. Another layup.
Beautiful pass and beautiful. Oh, near finish by Stanley. But instead, Lee gets the rebound. She's going to be hacked in the act. If she makes it, she's going to get a free throw.
If you looked at our shot chart, they'd all be layups. Right now, we are just beating them in transition, defensive end, and just getting back. Wes is having a hard time getting back on defense.
Now, Wes, as you said, Tom, Wes has had some good looks at the basket, has not been able to find anything. Since going up 7-2 early, it's been all Crusaders. In fact, it's a 20-0 run here as Lee misses the free throw, and it's going to be Addie Kleiss, who's checked into the ball game, grabbing the rebound. So the Crusaders are going to get a chance to add to this. Shot clock is off, 19 seconds to go. Crusaders up 22-7 here in quarter number one, and they're going to hold for the last shot here as Demke kicks it left wing to Stanley. Stanley's going to drive into the lane, kick out to the corner. Kleiss, three-pointer is just off the mark. Nice rebound there. It's going to go out of bounds off West High. Is a nice job there by Berzel of battling the West High player. That was Bergen with the ball. Went off West High. 1.4 seconds to go. They lob into Lee. Lee shots off the mark, and we got one in the books. So after falling behind 7-2 early on, the Crusaders rip off the next 20 points, and they lead after one, 22-7. A big thanks once again to our first quarter sponsors, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates, Fibercom, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. We'll be back after this 30-second spot for quarter number two.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM. You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, as the West High Wolverines will open the second quarter with the ball as they trail 22-7 after one stanza here. A little penetration, they kick it off to Vera Graham. Vera takes it off the left wing, nothing going there, and kicks it back. Kia Davis, long three, is off the back of the horn, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds off West High. As West has been aggressive on the boards, but unfortunately, when they go after the boards, it's giving fast break opportunities for the Crusaders.
And if you're not making those, you're getting long rebounds. It's a quick layup.
Here we come. Crusaders now in the midst of a 20-0 run. It's Demke setting the offense. West High has switched over to their own matchup zone. Up high, it's Snoozy and Demke. Snoozy with the ball, takes it left wing to Lee. Lee kicks it into LaFleur. LaFleur inside out. Stanley, three-pointer good. Nice execution there by Maddie LaFleur of finding Stanley open on that right wing. She knocked her three-point down. She's got a couple threes tonight. Yep. She's got 10 on the night, 25-7. That run continues for the Crusaders. Crusaders back to that man-to-man defense. West Side trying to backpick there for Vera Graham. Nothing going, so they're going to reset the offense there with Burge up high. Burge kicks it inside. Nice move in the lane. Snoozy with a better defensive effort there. Burge tried to get something going quickly. The Crusaders kick it up. Stanley kicks it inside out. There's Snoozy with a three.
Well, I tell you what, they're all feeling it tonight, aren't they, Coach?
Crusaders already with four trays on the night. Unofficially, I believe it's 4-for-6 for the Crusaders. You'll take that action. 28-7, Crusaders up three touchdowns here as Davis gets it inside, comes off glass. Really nice job there by Kia Davis. the 5'8" seniors. She ends that scoring drought for West High. Crusaders up 28-9. West is going to stay in that zone defense here as Molina with the ball up high. Snoozy kicks it right wing to Stanley. Demke in the corner, back up to Stanley. Stanley's going to drive in the lane, kicks it to Abby Lee. Abby's going to drive off that left wing and got by with a travel. And instead there's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be a tied-up possession. It's going to stay with the Crusaders there. Nice job by West High and Maddie LaFleur of going after that offensive board.
Yeah. You feel like if West High could make a bucket or two, they're getting good looks, and it's not like their bad shots are just not going in. It has a little feeling, I don't know, of like Lamar's last week. We got up so fast early, and then Lamar's hit a stride, and it'll be interesting to see if you're Coach Betcher, right now you're thinking, okay, 5.5 minutes left here in this first half. Boy, if we could cut this in half.
Yeah, you just got to survive. Yeah. I mean, they're on fire right now. Crusaders inbound, full shot clock, so 30 seconds left on the shot clock. West High is going to go with an odd front zone matchup defense. Ball goes right corner to Abby Lee. Abby drives, shoots baseline jumper. It's off the mark, rebounded by Davis for West High. Here comes the Wolverines on the move as they cross midcourt. Kia Davis working against Maddie LaFleur. Picks up her dribble. Now they're going to set it up high with the ball. It's number 12, Hannah Burge. Hannah drives into the lane, has it blocked and then stolen by Lee. Here come the Crusaders pushing it. It's LaFleur with the ball. She hands back to Stanley. Stanley with a nice drive and feed to Abby Lee. A really nice assist there.
Yeah, there's right now, West just, they're trying everything. Just no real answer for the Crusaders.
30-9 Crusaders, 4:58 to go here in quarter number two. Here's West High on the move. Davis drives in the lane, flips it back. Running shot by West High is off the mark. Stanley with a block and the steal, and she hits Maddie Demke, and Demke gets the finish. All the Crusaders are in the scoring column here. Once again, the second quarter tonight is brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertram, Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. We're going to take it back to studio for a 30-second spot with 4:41 to go here in quarter number two. It's Helam 32, West High 9.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Here's another announcement from Catholic Radio. Students grades 1 through 12 enrolled in our Catholic schools, or Catholic students enrolled in a public or home school, they're invited to submit a visual arts entry for the Siouxland Catholic Radio's 2024 Juried Youth Art Festival based on this year's themes, the Saints. Entries are due March 14th by 4 p.m. The artwork will be judged by esteemed artists including Bishop Heelan and Bishop Briarcliff graduate Amy Thompson. Here come the Crusaders. They got a steal here on the West High possession and turn away. So entries for the visual arts entries will be displayed April 16th through 19th at the station. The first place winner's artwork will be displayed in the Art Sucks Gallery and win tickets to the Sioux City Bandits regular home season games. Once again, reach out to Catholic Radio if you're interested in getting more information on that. Here comes West High now. Kia Davis drives in. It's cut off by LaFleur. Good defense there. Vera Grom goes off the right wing. Hands back. It's Bergen with the ball. She kicks it inside. Nothing going there. Here come the Crusaders. Once again, they've got numbers. Abby Lee's going to pull up and shoot the three off the break.
I tell you what, they're all feeling it. I mean, it's just an onslaught.
35-9. Remember, West High led this game 7-2 on the early onset. It's been a 33 5-2 run for the Crusaders here since the early portions of quarter number one. Here's West High. They got a 13-foot jumper off the mark. LeFleur with the rebound. There goes the Crusaders on the run there. We missed the layup. Snoozy had a tough one there, but on the rebound, it goes out of bounds off West High.
But I thought she'd make it. I mean, she rarely misses those.
You're pretty shocked when she doesn't roll those in. Huge run here by the Crusaders. 3:22 to go here in quarter number two. 35-9 Crusaders. Stanley on the inbounds, working against the West High zone. Flips it cross court to Snoozy. Snoozy back cross court to Kleiss. Up high now Stanley. Stanley will set the offense with 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Snoozy hits Stanley. Good little give and go, and Stanley missed the easy one there. One of the easier shots they've had, and Brooklyn just a little firm on that. One and done as a West High Wolverines will bring across the timeline, work against this Crusader man-to-man defense. Nice play there by West High, but again, they missed the easy one there. That was Buman missing that one. Here comes Demke pushing across the timeline. Beautiful pass to Stanley. Beautiful finish by Brooklyn. Give the assist to Demke. Give the bucket to Stanley. She's got 12 on the night. 37-9.
Yeah. Crusaders up with 28 points. It looks like, we've only played seven kids, so I think we're going to see a lot of fresh faces here in the second half.
Kia Davis gets the answer for West High. Kia's been tough inside. They got her inside. She made a nice spin move, got the bucket at the other end. Maddie LeFleur with the bucket. Maddie's got four. So usually the quiet scoring Maddie LeFleur. Now
yes.
4 points on the night. Once again, a nice feed by Lee that time to get her to the bucket. 39-11 Crusaders. There's a nice feed to Grom by West High coming off the wing. It was Hannah Burge finding Vera Grom in the middle, and Vera is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll get two free throws. That foul is going to be called on the Crusaders. Number 41, that's Maddie LeFleur. Grom to the line, shoots a pair. First one is up and good on the year. Vera is an excellent free throw shooter at 77%. And she certainly showed that there. She knocked her first free throw down. She's got four. But it's the Crusaders with the commanding lead, 39-12 here with just under 2 minutes to go in quarter number two. Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand join Schramm Electric Service Master Siouxland Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Misasinos as your second quarter sponsors. As the Crusaders, Addie Kleiss missed a short jumper, rebounded by West High, 39-13. As at the other end, Vera Grom coming to life here. Vera with another bucket there, 39-15. Lead is cut to 24. Grom with the last 4 points for West High. West is going to stay in that zone to defense. Colby Carroll has checked into the ballgame, and they called Grom with the touch foul there. That's two on Vera.
So we haven't seen many fouls called, Coach.
No. Got a nice pace to the game, is what you like to see, both as a player and a fan. 39-15 here, quarter number two. Crusaders will inbound under their own back bucket. Stanley will trigger it inbound, kicks it up high. Snoozy gets it, drives in, kicks back to... Virgil spins the cross court to Stanley, and Stanley's going to be hacked in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. Buman with that foul. That's Kimber's first to go along with 4 points for the West High junior. Stanley back to the line, 77% free throw shooter. This is free throw number 40 on the season, and it's
uses
around
the whole
and around it goes and falls back in. 40-15 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Second free throw upcoming here as Snoozy's going to check out, and Abby Lee. So you got Lee, Kleiss, Carroll, Stanley, and Verzel on the court for the Crusaders here. For the final 1 minute and 12 seconds of the first half, Stanley's second free throw is off the back of the horn. We're going to be rebounded by Kia Davis. Here comes West High with the ball. Buman's going to bring it across the timeline. Burge is. They got Burge and Buman up high. They kick it over to Whitefeather. She hasn't been able to get one off yet, and there's going to be a sloppy over in the back as the wing-to-point pass. This couldn't be handled by West High and goes into the backcourt. It's going to be Crusader ball here with 53.8 seconds to go. Crusaders up 40 to 15. West's going to stay in that zone defense. Kleiss and Stanley playing catch out high. Now they take it to Abby Lee. Abby's going to dribble it around a little bit, hand back to Stanley. Stanley kind of probes the defense there, gets cut off. Nice defense by Vera Grom there. Lee with another three-pointer. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be controlled by Kia Davis. Here comes West High. Shot clock is off. West High is going to put up a long two-pointer. It's off the mark, but the rebound is controlled by West, and they put it back in. Hannah Burge with that bucket. 40-17. Yep. 15 seconds and running here as Crusaders are going to hold for the last shot. Just an outstanding shooting performance by the Crusaders here in the first half of play as they take it into Abby. Abby step-back jumper off the mark. Nice job by Verzel on the offensive board in the bucket.
With the Dennis Rodman putback, Julie Verzel.
Very little went wrong for the Crusaders in that first half as they've ripped off a 42-17 lead here at halftime. They led 22-7 after one. Outscored the West Side Wolverines 20-10 in that second quarter, and they are score at half. Crusaders 42, West High 17. Once again, a big thanks to our second quarter sponsors, Light Farms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, Fram Electric, Service Master of Siouxland Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Once again at half, it's the Crusaders 42, West High 17. We'll be back afterwards from some of our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heeling Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders lead the West High Wolverines 42-17 after one half of play. In addition to our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin, our other sponsors include Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 42. West High 17, and Tom, it's kind of hard to imagine the Crusaders were down 7-2 in this ball game. Yeah. But man, when the dam broke, it flooded in a hurry.
Well, and it did, and there was a lot. It was like a perfect storm. You had the Crusader. West High was getting good looks. They started hot, and then they went cold, and so it was a combination of West getting some shots. They weren't going long rebounds, and it was about two passes, and it was a layup, and then all of a sudden the Crusaders just caught fire from three. Whether it was Snoozy, Stanley, or Lee, I mean, it was like a perfect storm. Everything was going, went well, and here we are 42-17 at half.
Yeah, real quickly, your scoring update for the first half. First of all, for West High, Vera Grom with 7 points, 4 points apiece for Kia Davis and Kimber Buman, and 2 points for Hannah Burge. For the Crusaders, nearly have three players in double figures. Brooklyn Stanley with 13, Melina Snoozy with 12, Abby Lee just short with 9, 4 points for Maddie LaFleur, and 2 points apiece for Julie Verzel and Maddie Demke. All Crusaders, they led 20-7 after one quarter. They increased that lead by 10 at halftime. They lead currently 42-17. If you work for or a lay leader in the Catholic Church and want to put more people in the pews, become a leader your parish needs, and build a thriving church community, tune in Tuesdays at 3:20 to Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1 FM for a new locally produced program entitled Catholic Ministry Professionals. John Cones from All Saints Parish in Lamar's and Ty Hill from Sioux Falls share tips and tricks to help you communicate more effectively, work more efficiently, and grow more intentionally. Catholic Ministries Professionals is sponsored by John's alma mater, Briarcliff University. Once again, if you work for or are a lay leader in our Catholic Church and want to learn more about how to put people in the pews and become a more active leader in your parish, tune in Tuesdays at 3:20 on Catholic Radio 88.1 FM. The Siouxland Youth Group is another new addition to the Siouxland Catholic Radio. The youth group's Praise and Worship Plus Mass will be live streamed and available on demand on Catholic Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel each month, thanks to the Gilchrist Foundation and Bishop Heelan Catholic School.
Is that my favorite youth group, singing group, that I hear?
They do an awesome job. 7 o'clock.
I love them.
7 o'clock once a month over at IC on Sunday nights at 7. They do an amazing job. Siouxland Catholic Radio is taking it to the streets with our streets team. Join Bishop Heelan student Joy Bishwakorma and share your time, talents, and expertise. You can volunteer for special projects or once a week for an hour, like Joy, working on the station's social media. Service hours are available. For more information, contact Mr. Niebuhr's wife, Lisa. Lisa Niebuhr back at the studio at 712-224-5342. And once again, a special Catholics Week shout-out to Abby DeMars, Luis Torres, Vega Billings, and Joy Bishwakorma, who work as volunteers at the Siouxland Catholic Radio. So once again, some promotional ads by our friends at Catholic Radio, and we'll try and touch more upon those later on. But back to basketball, Crusaders with a big lead here. That's probably the cleanest first half, at least offensively, that the Crusaders just had this year, Tom.
Yeah, it was when your defense is going, the transition's going, and the you're making open shots, boy, it really makes the game of basketball a pretty thing. And so and that's where, you know, if coach, you got to be talking at halftime about coming out in those first 3 minutes. Is we have a Jake Staber sighting. Jake, Jake, what year did you graduate?
05.
Back to celebrate Catholic schools.
It's
a long time to spend in your senior class.
The king of Staber meets. Jake takes very good care of us with the Heelan Gold Club golf outing every year.
Absolutely.
He always makes sure we've got some great meat from Stabers. And what are you down watching your daughter play a little hot shot here?
She was.
Okay. Yeah, we had a lot of the younger future Crusader girls down here, the little tykes, probably third grade, fourth grade, fifth graders out there playing some knockout. And there's a lot of enthusiasm for girls basketball at Heelan. And, you know, that really kind of bucks a trend. Just because it's volleyball is so popular in a lot of states, girls basketball same following. State of Iowa, we are blessed. A lot of that has to do with some of the Division I programs, but you know, college basketball programs. But girls basketball is still pretty important to the state of Iowa.
Yeah, Staber Meats is one of our great sponsors who helps us bring you Bishop Heelan basketball here on Catholic Radio. Once again, at half, it's 42-17. Our halftime tonight brought to you by Dave Pepin, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. We're going to take it back to the studio for a couple more ads. When we come back, it's quarter three. Crusaders up big, 42-17.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey-trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary. Luis Torres back in the studio keeping us afloat. 42-17 at half. Both teams are finishing their chats with their coaches, and they'll hit the floor. Starting lineups for both teams are on the floor. It's Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee for the Crusaders. For the West High Wolverines, it's Davis, Whitefeather, Burge, Gooman, and Grom. It'll be West High with the ball. They'll be moving right to left on your radio dial. And Crusaders are going to open up in that 1-3-1 and extend it out a little bit. Stanley at the point in the middle is Abby as Demke nearly gets the steal, but it ends up in the hands of Grom. She drives in the lane, gets cut off, flips it back. Nice little running jumpers off the mark with the rebound by Whitefeather. It's taken away by Stanley, and here come the Crusaders on the move, but they throw it away. Maybe, no. Nice job there by Melina Snoozy to get the ball back, and now she turns it over. So sloppy possession for the Crusaders. West High on the move. Gets an easy layup there on the break. That's number 14, Kimber Booman, with her sixth point of the night. And, well, Crusaders turn it over on possession number two. So the first two possessions of the third quarter end up as turnovers. Crusaders still up big, but you want to kind of clean that up coming out of halftime.
Yeah, we don't need any repeat last Tuesday night as West High turns it over. Three turnovers, and we haven't played 45 seconds.
So let's reset. We'll get her going here. Here comes the Crusaders now. And West High is going to open up in a man-to-man defense here in quarter number three, 7:07 to go in the quarter. Crusaders up 42-19. Maddie Demke drives into the lane, pulls up near the elbow. Nothing going. Kicks out to Snoozy. Snoozy probes back to Demke. Maddie's going to back it up between the circles, run the offense. Now it's going to be Melina. Melina coming off a high LaFleur pick.
Looking for that high-low to Lee, and a great little post entry, but a better finish.
Absolutely. A little fadeaway six-footer off the left baseline there for Abby Lee. Nicely run by the Crusaders. Lee with the finish. She's in doubles now with 11. Here comes West Side attacking that 1-3-1. There's Stanley with yet another steal. Again, she's second all-time in Crusader history, girls basketball history, in steals, and showed why there. But unfortunately, the Crusaders threw it away after the steal.
Yeah. And again, you can afford those when you're up 44-19, those aggressive turnovers, but would like to see the Crusaders clean that up a little bit.
Absolutely. West High now attacking that 1-3-1. They're playing catch out high. It's going to be Burge with the ball. She kicks it left wing in the hands of Bowman. Bowman drives in, gets the bucket. She's got eight. So Kimber with all 4 points for West High here in the third quarter. Crusaders up 23, 44-21. Demke pushes it up quickly. Lee faked the three-pointer. Now kicks it over to Melina Snoozy. Snoozy pull-up jumper from just outside the elbows off the mark. Nice rebound by Vera Grom. Really nice defensive effort that time by West High as they bring it across the midcourt. Running layup off the mark there. Burge took it into the lane, threw up the left-hander. It was no good. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Here come the Crusaders back on the attack. It's a fast-paced night as Stanley steps back. Three, good. Brooklyn Stanley with the three. She's got 16 on the night for the
maybe her best offensive night of the year. She just feels like she's in a rhythm tonight.
Whitefeather with the ball. She's trapped by Stanley. She kicks it over to her running mate out high. That's Hannah Burge. Now Kia Davis will take it. Davis skips it over to the right wing. There's a running jumper. It's off the mark. Rebounded inside by Vera Graham, and Vera gets the put back. She's got 9 to lead West High scores. 47-23 here. 4:50 to go. Not a lot of whistles. This game's going fast. It's driving in is Maddie Demke, and she's going to be fouled by Whitefeather, and it's going to be free throws for Miss Demke. 4:46 to go here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 47, West High 23. Free throws are pending. Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake are your third quarter sponsors, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures, as Demke knocks free throw down. 48-23 Crusaders. That, I believe, 25 matches their biggest lead of the night.
I thought it was 29.
Was it 29?
Yeah.
Second free throw is good.
I was told there'd be no math.
You are excellent at it, though.
Yes.
Demke now 20 for 30 on the season as Whitefeather threw up the three. It was blocked by LeFleur, corralled by Davis. Davis went up and got the and one. As whistled for the foul is going to be Snoozy, I believe. That's going to be Molina's second. And it's going to put Kia Davis to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Kind of tit-for-tat for baskets here in the third quarter as Davis misses the free throw, corralled by Lee. Here comes Demke pushing it quickly up the floor. Kicks it over to the left wing. I think it was intended for Snoozy, but Stanley cut it off. Lost possession of it. Turnover Crusaders. Another one of those fast-break turnovers that we've seen off and on here for the Crusaders. Here's West High now as they drive into the lane. It's blocked by Lee. I got to believe Abby Lee is one of the state leaders in block shots.
Well, if they're keeping accurate stats, she certainly is.
There's another near turnover as Demke drives in the lane, tries to get to Snoozy, but it's tipped away by West High.
Yeah, Coach Cools for the timeout. But Abby Lee, I mean, I don't know if there's got to be any better rim protector than her.
We got a 30-second timeout on the floor. It gives a chance once again to thank our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, it reads Crusaders 49, West High 25. Again, after one, the Crusaders led 22-7. At halftime, it was 42-17. West High's caught a little bit of fire here in the third quarter as they've outscored the Crusaders 8-7, but it's still a very substantial lead for the Crusaders here midway through quarter number three.
Yeah, Crusaders still with their starting five out there, and I don't know if they're just coaches trying to get a rhythm, but not, hasn't really gone into his bench much tonight. As the Crusaders will take it out underneath.
We will be back on the air on Saturday, a matinee special. Girls tip off at 12:30 against Abraham Lincoln, the Lynx. And boys game will follow pregame at 12:15 on Saturday here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. In the meantime, both teams will be down at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson on Friday night. We will not have coverage of that, but if you get a chance to get down and support the kids, please do so. So we're back on the air is on Saturday with an afternoon special here.
Yeah, the might have to road trip that TJ game. TJ having a pretty solid year and could pose a little bit of a problem on Friday night.
West High working against that 1-3-1, and as so often is the case, when they show that trapping 1-3-1, it just speeds the offense up and makes them a little bit uncomfortable with things there as foul's going to be whistled on Maddie Demke. That's Maddie's second. West High now inbound from the side to get into Kia Davis. Kia takes the left side. It's in the hands of Buhlman now. Nearly stolen. There's going to be foul number three on Snoozy there. She got caught reaching for the steal on Kia Davis.
And the lights went out in Georgia as the scoreboard just went down.
Gives us a chance to take a deep breath here.
Well, at least you. big league of basketball. With TJ, the Hawkeyes, I just checked, they're hanging in Bloomington with the Hoosiers. At least they were last time I checked. I checked apparently too soon. 33 to 19, the Hoosiers are up on the Hawkeyes. for you Hawkeye fans. What's Creighton got this week, Coach?
Creighton's got a home game on Friday night. I think the Butler Bulldogs come into town. Looking to move to 8-3 in the Big East. There's a timeout on the floor as West High kicked the ball inbounds after our delay, after our quick break there, and immediately they call a timeout. That's Betsy's third timeout, and just as well use them. So gives a chance again to thank our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. 2:47 to go here in quarter number three. Crusaders 49, West High 25. Now, Tom, the path for the girls the remainder of the season looks a lot easier than it is for the boys. And I tell you what, the boys this week fell out of the rankings for the first time all year. Man, they got an important next 10 days to 2 weeks if they want to crawl back up and set themselves up for districts.
Absolutely, and it's all about trying to be in that top eight so you can maybe host a sub-state. Last year we did not get that, but we were treated pretty favorably last year as we went down and played Webster City. I was going to say that we still got a lot of tough games on that boys' schedule left. Whereas the girls is a little bit maybe lighter. The boys have got a real tough road.
On the offensive end, West High coming out of the timeout missed the short one there. The rebound went off Hannah Burge out of bounds, and now the Crusaders with the ball. Demke kicks it left wing to Snoozy. Molina playing with three fouls. Goes off a high pick from LaFleur. LaFleur drives mid-lane jumpers. Just a little bit strong. Rebounded by West High. Nice rebound there by Buman. Here comes West High as they're going to bring it across the timeline. Stanley tries for the steal. Nothing going. Kicks it over to Whitefeather. Whitefeather back to Burge. Burge sets up Kia Davis at the top of the key. Kia kicks it inside, and Vera Graham misses the short jumper, but it's going to be, I think she's going to be fouled by Maddie LaFleur, and it's going to be free throws for Vera Graham. For Maddie, that's her second foul to go along with her 4 points tonight. Vera goes to the line to shoot two. She's got nine on the night, looking to become the first West High player to hit double figures. As the first free throw is just a little bit short, she'll get one more. On the season, again, Vera is a 77% free throw shooter. Don't expect her to miss many of these. Second one is up and good. She's got 10 and leads the West High attack. Kimber Billman with 8 joining her as they near double figures. Crusaders with the ball, 49-26. They're working against that zone defense of West High. Stanley skips it cross court. Snoozy, quick three off the front of the horn, and it's out of bounds off West High as Vera Graham went up for the rebound. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Crusader inbounding under their own bucket here. 1:28 left on the Security National Bank scoreboards. Crusaders up 23, 49-26. The scoring pace has slowed down a little bit here in the third quarter. Tom.
Yeah, this third quarter has kind of been an even Steven draw. And a lot of times you see that as Brooklyn from three a little bit long.
Whitefeather with the rebound. She's going to get coast to coast. Kicks it right wing. Kia Davis, three-pointer off the horn. Rebounded by Demke, and Demke's going to be fouled by Whitefeather. That's going to be Trinity's first foul. Nice rebound there by Demke. And Maddie, the last few games has really kind of been piling up the rebounds.
Oh, well, and again, she hangs down there underneath that basket with that 1-3-1, and she's aggressive when she gets after it. She knows if she gets that rebound, transition buckets are easier.
Cross-court pass, Stanley to Snoozy. Snoozy back up high, Demke. Stanley, open three, right wing extending. Good. Good to see her get the touch tonight. She's got, that's her fourth three-pointer on seven attempts for Brooklyn Stanley. That pushes that lead up to 26 at 52-26. Vera Graham at the other end for West High is off the mark. Lee with yet another rebound, kicks it over, and here comes the Crusaders. Brooklyn Stanley is going to get pressured in the backcourt. Now she's going to walk it across the timeline. 30 seconds left on the game clock here in quarter three. 21 left on the shot clock. So a 9-second differential between game clock and shot clock. Demke with 20 seconds to go kicks it right wing. Stanley back to Demke over to LaFleur on that left wing. Snoozy with the ball. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Three-pointer by Stanley's off the mark. But LaFleur with another bucket.
Yeah, LaFleur, somehow she got that. I think he hit the bottom of the rim. It just kept rolling up and got over the front.
Maddie's got six at the other end. Whitefeather throws up a jumper. It's off the mark. So after three quarters of play, it continues to be all Crusaders as Bishop Heelan leads the West High Wolverines 54-26. We're going to take it back to the studio. When we come back, it's quarter number four. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
As we start quarter number four, Crusaders with the ball. Original starting lineup on the floor for the Crusaders. Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, as Stanley drives in and gets the bucket there. She's got 21 on the night. And that lead now is at 56-26. That is the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders as we get going with quarter number four. West High, Viergram, left wing. She works against Lee. Step back, Lee partially blocks it. Comes back in the hands of LaFleur. Here come the Crusaders on the push. Stanley kicks it up to Lee. And as happened way too many times tonight, they throw it away on that quick fast break.
Yeah, we're trying to make kind of the miracle pass instead of just the simple play.
Fourth quarter sponsors tonight. Your premier sponsors are St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. As West High throws up a wild shot, that was Hannah Burge that can't find anything there. Rebounded by Snoozy. She'll bring it across the timeline. Hand it back to Stanley, the senior with the ball working above the arc. Hands back to Snoozy. Molina drives in. She was shut out in the third quarter as she misses that jumper, but she's going to be fouled in the act and going to get a couple free throws here. Foul's going to be whistled on Kia Davis. It's going to send Miss Snoozy to the line. And Molina on the year, 73% free throw shooter. She's got 12. Stanley now with 21, 11 points for Abby Lee as Snoozy knocks that first one down. 13 points for her tonight. Again, she averages right at 19 points a game as Julie Verzel is going to check into the ball game, and Maddie LaFleur is going to get a much-deserved rest. Second free throw by Snoozy is up and good as well. She's got 14, and
I would think that might be the end of the night for her. Well, I guess we'll see. Coach Kulstra kind of staying with his starters quite a bit tonight, maybe just to find a little more rhythm with that group.
Addie Kleiss checks in now. So it's Kleiss, Lee, Verzel, Demke, and Stanley on the floor for the Crusaders. Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1. They got Stanley at the point. In the middle is Lee. Down running the baseline is Verzel. Wings are Demke and Kleiss. Wes is kind of playing catch outside, trying to get him out of position there as kind of probing his bird. She finally kicks it cross court. Back inside out action. Davis had the look at the three. Now she's going to drive into the lane, throws it up, blocked and rebounded by Lee. Here comes Demke. She's pushing one on three. She's going to go right at West High and get the bucket.
Great little take by Maddie Demke.
Maddie with six. That was a one on three, and Maddie just put the pedal to the metal and got the bucket. Here's West High trying to solve that 1-3-1. They kick it inside. Kia Davis, nice spin move, puts it up just a little bit short. Rebound's going to be controlled by West High and knocked in. Nice job there on the offensive boards by Buhman. She's got 10 for West High. She matches Vera Grom in double figures for the Wolverines. 60-28 here, 5:50 to go here in quarter number four. Crusaders, Kleiss kicks it left wing to Lee. Lee's going to drive to the free throw line, kicks it inside. Nice backdoor cut and finish by Dempke. Dempke's got eight now. That lead is back to 34 at 62-28. At the other end is Buman getting picked up. Now she's going to kick it back, and they're going to reset the offense. That's Hannah Burge with the ball, kicks it left wing back to Buman. Cross-court pass. Tries to kick it inside, and it's stolen away by Stanley. Yet another steal for Brooklyn. Brooklyn pushes up quickly. Lee with a quick three-pointer off the break. Stanley hits the glass and gets the bucket. She's got 23 on the night. And there's going to be a short timeout. I think that's probably all you're going to see from Brooklyn.
Is that 36? Was that maybe that was looking for the running clock to...
Yeah, that will be the running clock now at 64-28. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine, Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's all Crusaders as they lead 64-28. Stanley with 23, Snoozy with 14, and Lee with 11. Lead the Crusaders attack, as so often the case. The big three is came to play once again. Checking in the ball game is Carly Cove. That's Carly's first action tonight. So it's going to be Cove, Verzel, Kleiss, Lee, and Dempke on the floor for the Crusaders. Out of the timeout, it's going to be West High ball. Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1 as they kick it inside, inside out. Had a look there that was prevail as West High has put a couple new bodies into the ball game as Dempke's going to be whistled for the foul. That's three on Maddie.
And again, not a pretty clean game by both teams tonight. Nobody really seriously close to foul trouble or in the bonus.
Yeah, Dempke and Snoozy with three apiece for the Crusaders. Nobody from West is in foul trouble. As West drives in, they kick it out. Prevail had a look, turned it down, kicks it over the left wing. Nice drive, and just off the mark, that was Buman trying to add to her 10-point total. One and done for West High. Here come the Crusaders. Dempke's pushing it quickly. She's got four in the fourth quarter. She's got eight for the game. One more bucket for Maddie would put her in double figures. Verzel had a look outside, decides to kick into Kleiss. Now back to Verzel. Cross court, Dempke. Dempke three is good. And she is, in fact, in double figures now, and that's going to send Colby Carroll, I believe, into the ball game for Miss Dempke. You don't want to risk any injuries or anything here. The lead is 39 at 67-28. Tough back-to-back nights here for West High. They got they ran into a very good Waukee Northwest team last weekend, and the Crusaders were on fire tonight as West High misses it. Dempke had a breakaway left, and might be a little bit out of gas.
Well, maybe.
Although I think it takes a lot to get Dempke tired there. West High misses another one. Once again, it's corralled by Abby Lee, and Abby's going to push it against the West High defense. Comes from behind and strips it. It's Prevail with the steal. West High has numbers. They decided to kick it back. It's Bowman. Turned down the three, back to Prevail. Maddie is a 5'4" freshman, and her pass cross court is off the mark, and we're going to see Colby Carroll check into the ball game. And Julie, well, we're going to see who's going to check out here. Looks like Abby Lee is going to call tonight. Okay. With 11 points. Dempke, Verzel, Carroll, Kleiss, and Cove on the floor for the Crusaders. West High is going to sit in a little 2-1-2 zone here. Cove tries to kick it inside. It's deflected into the hands of Dempke. Now back to Cove. Her three-pointer's off the mark. It's going to be rebounded there by Bergen for West High. Here comes West High on the attack. They go across the timeline. Kia Davis kicks it back, and we're going to see a timeout called by West High rather than lose the ball. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to take one with you with 2:12 to go in your ball game. It's 67-28 Crusaders. We'll be right back.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us, so we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. 2:12 left in the ball game here. Game one of two. Crusaders up 67-28. As really, once the Crusaders climbed out of an early 7-2 deficit, they've never looked back. And Crusader offense has been full tilt tonight as they lead the West High Wolverines by 39. Here's West High with the ball. Prevail kicks it left wing. It's Bergen with the ball. She tries to kick it inside. It's going to be off the hands of Kia Davis and belong into the hands of the Crusaders. St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more have been your fourth quarter sponsors. 1:38 to go here in your ball game. Crusaders cruising to their 15th win of the year against just one loss. It's Verzel dribbling cross court, kicks it back to Kleiss. Kleiss corner to Cobe. Cobe takes a couple dribbles back to Kleiss. Addy with the three-pointer. Good.
There we go. Good to see Addy Kleiss get that roll a little bit.
Crusaders have found the answer from beyond the arc. Also checking in the ballgame now is Caitlin Porath for the Crusaders. West High's Prevail kicks it cross court. Kia Davis. Davis puts it on the ground, and she's going to be... had the move, and instead there was a timeout called. It's just a substitution timeout, so the clock is running here with the Crusaders exceeding that 35-point lead, excuse me. It'll be West High ball under the basket, 52 seconds left in your ball game. West High kicks it in. Nice little runner there off the mark, rebounded by Prevail. For West High, Maddie will reset the offense. They spin it over, left wing, it's Bowman. Bowman kicks it over to Burge. Burge tries to make the high post entry. Nice steal there by Porath. Caitlin Porath with the steal. And here come the Crusaders now. Game clock and shot clock are essentially the same. Ball goes right corner, Kleiss. Back up top to Colby Carroll. She'll run the show from the point. She drives in, flips it back to Kleiss. Kleiss drives off that left wing, left-handed layup. Nice move.
Boy,
there
really,
by Addy Kleiss.
Really nice move by Addy Kleiss.
Kleiss with five now. 72-28 Crusaders. It's been a good night to be a Crusader because everybody's gotten the act here. Verzel with the steal. She's going to go coast to coast and get the layup. Julie Verzel now with four on the night. And that is going to be your final. In game one tonight, the Crusaders move to 15-1 with an impressive 74-28 win over the West High Wolverines. 74-28 is your final. We come back, we'll have some statistics. Again, a big thanks to our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. And on your Security National Bank scoreboard, it is the Crusaders 74, West High 28. Crusaders move to 15-1 on the season. West High falls to 7-8. We're going to take it back to the studio, and Luis is going to put in play a couple of advertisements from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll close shop on this one and set the stage for game two. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.